with sports news. I'm David Gustina. To the NBA, Team LeBron showed off its high-flying and long-range skills during a dominating run, setting up a 170-150 romp over Team Durant in the league's 70th midseason All-Star Showcase. To the NHL, where on the ice, the New York Islanders defeated the Buffalo Sabres 5-2 for their fifth straight win. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh trounced the Rangers 5-1. New Jersey blanked Boston 1-0. Washington beats Philadelphia 3-1. And Ottawa beating Calgary in second overtime 4-3. To college basketball, where for the second consecutive year, Maine and Stony Brook have advanced to the title game as the league's top two seeds. Number one Maine defeated number four UAlbany 67-47 Sunday, followed by number two Stony Brook defeating number three UMass Lowell 75-55. Stony Brook will visit Maine on Friday in a battle for the league championship and automatic berth to the NCAA tournament. In the ACC, NC State claimed its second consecutive Atlantic Coast Conference Women's Basketball Tournament championship Sunday, turning back Louisville in a dramatic title game. The second-seeded Wolfpack prevailed 58-56. Senior guard Reyna Perez hit a jumper from the free-throw line with 2 seconds remaining on the clock. And in the Big East, the top-ranked and top-seeded UConn women's basketball team faces number two seed Marquette in the Big East tournament finals tonight at 8 p.m. in the Mohegan Sun Arena. UConn advanced to the Big East tournament finals with an 84-39 win over Villanova on Sunday. In top 25 college basketball, Michigan State beats Michigan 70-64. It was Baylor over Texas Tech 88-73. Iowa beat Wisconsin 77-73. Houston squeaks by Memphis 67-64. Texas over TCU 76-64. And Loyola of Chicago beats Drake 75-65. To golf in the PGA Arnold Palmer Invitational, where the long ball helped Bryson DeChambeau outlast Lee Westwood, closing it out with a one-shot victory over the 47-year-old Westwood. For more sports news, head to WAMC.org. I'm David Gustina.